Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. KRWG is interviewing local candidates running for seats in New Mexico's House of Representatives. Today, we kick off our series with Bev Courtney, Republican candidate and challenger for the District 37 seat. She recently sat down with me to talk about why she is running. Here's a preview of our conversation.
I'd like to start off with something pretty basic. If you could tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, could you share a brief bio about yourself?
Yes. I came here with my husband in 92, I think. So I've been here 26 years. My youngest son was born here. I have four kids, and two of them have graduated from NMSU here. And two of them are in medical school now, and all of them are working. So I'm kind of an empty nester. I've been a firearms instructor, which is what kind of brought me into politics. As like it or not, I've ended up supporting the Second Amendment.
Second Amendment issues were kind of what drew you in.
Yeah, and I'm pro-life. I believe in the sanctity of life, and I believe that families make strong cultures.
So let's talk a little bit about issues that are important to you. Why are you running for the seat in your district?
Well, the people that share my values and my concerns, I want to be a voice for them. And we have this divide, and I want to, if you will, I'm a mom, so I want to educate people why what we have in America is what we want to keep, you know, and be free and be prosperous. So in a nutshell, that's my mission.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about some issues. What do you feel are the most pressing issues in your district and in the state of New Mexico?
Well, people are concerned about the immigration, and I didn't put that on one of my platform planks, but talking to people in New Mexico, in southern New Mexico, they're concerned. And, you know, it's either or. But I think that if we look at the issue in transparency and find the truth, that we can find solutions. You know, we want to help them as much as we can. We want to lift our neighbors up, right? Not tear them down. We don't want to tear down our own house.
So how do you feel, you know, you can make an impact on this issue? Because, I mean, immigration obviously is a federal issue, but how do you feel you could make a difference and an impact at the district level, at the state level?
What if I just found the truth? On both sides of the fence, there's, you know, I've been reading, say, for immigration, and there's a lot of misinformation, or let's call it biased information. We can't find solutions if we don't have the facts. So what if we could just come to a consensus, say, here's the facts, and let's work from there?
Are there any other issues in your district that you feel people are dealing with or across New Mexico that you think are really pressing right now?
Well, we have high unemployment, really high unemployment. And so I'm, you know, for a free market. I'm for letting individuals and the people find the solutions and get the government interference out, get bureaucracy, red tape, too many rules and regs, too many fees, too much taxes. All of that hinders it, and I think that the results are we've got the highest unemployment. People need jobs. My kids had to leave.
Oh, so your kids had to leave the state to
well,
find
my
employment?
My daughter's here going to school still, but they had left. Her husband has left.
I want to end with one question, and it's pretty simple, but it also might have a lot to it. Why should people vote for you?
Because I'm not a prejudiced person. And I want to try to listen to everybody's point of view. And I think that finding the truth of any matter, historically, or truth is what works. I think from there we can find solutions. I want to be a peacemaker. I want to bring America together. And so I'm going to try my best to listen to all of everybody in my district and in New Mexico and not just be biased. We have a lot of biased people right now. I don't want to be one of them.
That was Bev Courtney, Republican candidate for the District 37 seat. You can listen to the entire interview on Images Saturday at 5:30 p.m. right here on 90.7 FM and KRWG.org.